Many of us were forced to work from home during the lockdown, and now that the restrictions are being eased, companies are questioning the wisdom of returning to work as normal.
Twitter and Facebook made headlines with announcements about permanent work from home. But the news from a 94-year-old company in the heartland, Columbus, Ohio, may have been even more significant. Nationwide Insurance is shutting 5 regional offices because remote work has gone so smoothly during the pandemic, and thousands of employees will permanently ditch their commutes for home offices. Nationwide CEO Kurt Walker says it's been a popular decision at the company.
Overwhelming hundreds of emails and cards and letters and phone calls. Thank you for doing this. So I think we got it right.
Right for employees, customers, the environment, and Walker says Nationwide's finances.
As a private company, we've elected not to share what the savings are, but they're significant.
Saving money, it's always an attractive proposition for businesses, especially these days, and that's likely to drive the shift to remote work. Kate Lister consults with companies on the future of work at Global Workplace Analytics.
Going into a recession and economic downturn, those CEOs are laying awake at night thinking of all those buildings that they're heating. Productivity is continuing without being at the office and saying, wow, I think we could use for a change here.
Companies including investment banks Morgan Stanley and Barclays and food giant Mondelez all expect to use less real estate as more employees work from home.
That's in the United States, but what about here in Barbados? Head of the Private Sector Association, Ed Clark, is also a senior executive with Sagicor.
In our own company, we have done a survey with our staff, and approximately 70% of the people prefer to work from home. There are obvious reasons for that. There's significant less cost of work for them, inconvenience, transportation, waste in productive time. But I think you'll see that in many companies. I don't think everybody is enamored with working from home for various reasons, logistics and so on. But I think you will see many companies in Barbados taking the advantage to have some sort of work from home policy. Obviously, a lot depends on your technology, how suitable your technology is and how ready it is to provide the level of service that your client base is going to require. We were pretty lucky in that respect. But everybody is not as ready. And I think what you're seeing, a lot of companies are in the process of making that transition. But that is technology is going to be the driver of it. And I think you will see a lot of that happening in the next 6 months to a year. Some of the challenges that some feedback we have got is obviously people like human interaction. Desiring to be on Zoom or Teams meetings where you're just looking at one another on a computer screen. But the regular human interaction is one of the negatives or lack of it, and the camaraderie in a workplace work environment. So I think those are things that you need to, and we as managers and leaders will all have to be prepared to deal with and organize some other ways of ensuring the interaction takes place. How regular and so on is debatable, but those are things that we would need to take into consideration. Also, some people at home just don't have a suitable environment to work from at home, whether it's small children, whether they don't have an office space and so on. So the clients as well, some people still prefer a face-to-face interaction, as you can imagine. So many of your client-facing employees will have to be still working from the offices, as you can well understand. And some clients may not be as happy as we would expect, because they're like the old time original way of doing business,
Mr. Clark anticipates that working from home will result in cost savings to businesses, such as those that are renting accommodation.
For the employees, a big reduction in travel costs, things like that. Businesses may also have a reduction in uniform costs, those that provide uniforms for their staff. Utilities, obviously, there'll be a reduction in utilities, most likely, in most locations. But the issue is going to come, what do you do with all this office space if you have more than 50% of the workforce not occupying it? In our own company, our plan is to have at least 50% of our staff working from at home between now and year end. And right now, we only have about 25% of our staff back in the office, all the rest
head of the Private Sector Association and senior executive with Sagicor, Ed Clark. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.